Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. If you're planning to early vote, you have 2 days left.
Hundreds of thousands of Texans have already voted ahead of next Tuesday's primary. Texas is one of 14 states participating in Super Tuesday. Early voting started February 18th, and on the first day, turnout nearly doubled in Dallas, Denton, Collin, and Tarrant counties compared to 2016. With President Trump running unopposed, the Democratic candidates are getting all the attention. The latest polls show former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tied for the lead with 24% support, followed by Michael Bloomberg in third place and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren fourth. If the primary ends in a runoff, there will be a runoff election May 25th, and voters will then decide between the top two vote-getters. Early voting wraps up tomorrow, with most early voting locations open from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Man escapes a house fire, then ran back in to save his dog. First responders went to this home in Watauga around 1 in the morning. Two women standing outside. The women told the firefighters a third person had gotten out, then went back inside to rescue his dog. Lieutenant Jason Babcock with the Watauga PD says fire crews had to go into rescue mode.
Unfortunately, he was pulled out of the residence. However, he was deceased. The fire was then extinguished, and it's the entire deal is being investigated now.
Babcock says the man that died is related to the women outside. They did not find the dog. Dallas County finally seeing a drop in flu cases. Health department says 350 fewer positive cases in the first week of February compared to the week before. It's a drop of about 29%. The drop continued the next week with 46% fewer cases. That's a 72% drop since February 1st. Despite the number, county health leaders say the flu is still high with 20% of tests remaining positive. The attorneys gave their final arguments before the jury gets the case in the life-or-death hearing for Brandon McCall. Prosecutors asked the jury to not lose sight of their common sense and find that he should be executed for the murders of Richardson police officer David Sherrard and one of McCall's friends. They say the evidence is overwhelming. New details from the Plano police about how a man managed to trick high school band students into handing over their instruments.
Police say the suspect stole a euphonium and a saxophone from Plano East Senior High School on February 13th, and now he's wanted for felony theft. Officer David Tilley with the Plano police says the suspect introduced himself as a repairman and asked a group of students to take him to the band hall.
You know, obviously the kids are thinking this is going to be a legitimate deal. It's not uncommon, so that's when they allowed him access back inside there.
The students led the man to the band hall and let him inside. He was captured on camera stealing the instruments, packing them up in a red car and driving away. Now police are asking for help finding the band hall bandit. There's a $5,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Collin County says the county's paying too much for water. Now the PUC is going to take a look.
Plano Mayor Harry LaRosslier says the problem is simple.
Over the past 20 years, the Garland Mesquite in Richardson have seen our citizens pay about $275 million for unused water. And it is our position that this is unfair.
He says the current contract punishes the cities for conservation, something he said is good for everyone. So city leaders have asked the Public Utility Commission to conduct a review of water rates charged by the North Texas Municipal Water District. The commission has agreed. LaRosslier says they will continue to work with the water district to come up with a solution, but if they can't, the commission could step in. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
On real chilly nights, it's now common for the homeless to sleep in Terminal A at DFW. The airport has been understanding, but at least one passenger has now been threatened.
And he was standing right by me. He was a big man. He was like screaming vulgarities and very angry voice.
Deborah Schwann told NBC 5 that the man threatened to kill her and left her frightened because she's traveling by herself. She reported the incident to an airport employee in the DFW Airport Police. The airport put out a statement, says the homeless problem is an issue. The DPS is telling law enforcement agencies that state labs won't do any testing in misdemeanor marijuana possession cases.
This means if you're caught with pot, you could go to jail in one county or avoid charges in another. The only way to determine if it's indeed the illegal drug and not the newly legal hemp is to test for the level of THC. Texas Tribune criminal justice reporter Jolie McCullough says a rural sheriff told her DPS is the crime lab they use, so counties who require these tests will now have to pay up for a private lab if they can't.
They might be forced to let these cases go, or the prosecutors may have to change their tactic and maybe just let cases come in without this lab result and then, you know, potentially face more court challenges.
She says DPS didn't get any additional funding from the legislature for testing after hemp was legalized. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.